Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Today, Skidmore College's Gordon Thompson looks at how music of the 60s can be used to teach current students.
Baby boomers have not only fundamentally shaped our modern world, but also how their children perceive that world. The generation that gyrated with hula hoops and rock and roll also embraced British pop music and bequeathed this love to waves of college students. On campuses across the country, many students have Beatles patches on their book bags and campus radio programs that play music by the Rolling Stones, The Who, and The Kinks. For example, at Skidmore College a few years ago, a Facebook survey identified the Beatles as the favorite campus musical artists, followed closely by Bob Dylan. Post-war Britain faced rationing, a staggering balance of trade deficit, a debilitating national debt, and a public demotion in the world stage, while the internal dialogue that raged about social class and generation divided the country. By economic necessity, post-war Britain had taken to adapting foreign technology for domestic consumption, as when EMI created their own versions of the tape recorders that Americans had themselves confiscated in Germany. Indeed, the British took to reinventing many things, including, eventually, guitars, amplifiers, and rock and roll. But this thirst for the foreign involved more than American culture. When the Beatles adopted the hairstyle of their German college student fans in Hamburg, they mixed a unique amalgam of Western culture. With the Beatles' arrival in North America, the cultural dialogue came full circle. When my students watch a video of the Beatles' premiere on The Ed Sullivan Show from February of 1964 and see the screaming teenagers jumping in their seats, I drop a quick aside that these could be your parents and grandparents. I always earn a discernible chuckle of recognition. The students have met the audience, and the audience is us.
That was Skidmore College's Gordon Thompson. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.